Welcome to Landyout, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today in the studio by Camille Pierce and Puneet Sharma. 100 Who Care, Neela, welcome. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Well, first, Puneet, let me start. What is 100 Who Care, Neela?
So 100 Who Care, Neela, we are basically a group of local philanthropists who want to make a difference in our community through micro crowdfunding. So the concept is very simple. We gather 100 people, and each person donates $100 each, and we raise $10,000 or more in 1 hour.
So 100 people giving $100, quick, easy, $10,000. Now, the big question is what happens to the $10,000? Camille Pierce from ULM is with us. Camille, what happens to the $10,000?
Right. So we open up nominations to 501c3 nonprofits that serve the local area. And right before the meeting, we choose three at random, and they come and speak to us at the meeting. And the members that are donating that day will get the opportunity to vote on which one they'd like to donate the money to, and the majority will decide.
You know, $100 really isn't that much money either. Like, you know, that's like a $20 bill about 15 or 20 years ago. So people won't miss, you know, it's a couple of real nice dinners or a night out on the town. Puneet, you guys are getting together on Monday. Tell me a little bit more about what's going to be happening Monday.
Yes, sir. So Monday, this coming Monday, actually, May the 14th, at 5:30 p.m. at Flying Tiger, we are going to be holding our first meeting. So that is the meeting where the nonprofits will come and present themselves, and we as a group will decide, where that money goes.
And so the group, the brand new group, 100 Who Care, Neela. Camille, you have a website set up where nonprofits can go register and where folks can find out more. So let's first talk about those nonprofits. You're looking for 501c3s. You did tell me there are a few regulations, so tell me what you're looking for.
Yeah, so as long as they serve the local area, which for us is Monroe, West Monroe, or Ruston, and that's okay if they have a federal, like, or a national, national affiliation, as long as they serve this area, and as long as they are not politically or religiously affiliated, that's pretty much our stipulations there.
So pretty easy, and you've got to have a federal tax ID number. You got to be a real bona fide 501c3.
Yes, sir.
Puneet, you were telling me you work at St. Francis, and I think you and I met a time or two down there. You were telling me there's a big need for lots of organizations that. There are organizations, there's a framework, but unfortunately a lot of the organizations are a little short on funding, and this is a way that good people can just jump in and help.
Yeah, absolutely. So there is a need in this community where the grassroots effort can definitely help reduce poverty. I know there's a need with homeless shelter and education. Also, we can decrease drug addiction and basically combat mental health, and all these needs can be met with this local crowdfunding.
That's Puneet Sharma, who's with us today. Puneet, you said earlier when we were talking right before we went on the air that you guys got this idea and you kind of stole it from somewhere else. Tell me what gave you the idea and where y'all got it from.
So the idea started as a nationwide organization called 100 Who Care Women, and it spread internationally and globally. And now they have many different organizations like 100 Who Care Teen and 100 Who Care Men. And we got the idea from Alexandria because they have a chapter of 100 Who Care Women, and where they have actually more than 100 people contributing.
Camille, the goal is $10,000 in an hour. You're going to try to do it Monday night. Again, how do folks get involved on Monday night?
So if you would like to join us in the effort, you can come. You can bring a friend and just bring $100 or a check, and you'll be able to make that out to whoever receives the donations that night. And it's just quick and easy, just about an hour's worth of your time.
You have a website, 100whocareneela.com, to find out more. And you're asking for nominations. Now, the nominations actually end tonight at midnight. So if you're an organization out there, you got to get your stuff in order real fast. But it doesn't look like you're looking for a bunch of information. You need a tax number and a few other things to get registered.
Yep, just some contact information so we can get in touch with you. But that's basically it. We'll just make sure that you're eligible, and that'll be it.
You know, so, Puneet, Monday night, you get all the entries from the groups that want to get in on the money. You whittle that down to three. How do y'all pick which three you're going to invite to then speak to the people who are there who ultimately make the decision who gets the money?
It's just going to be a simple voting process. The majority will decide which one will win, and that organization will get the money.
And it's something that you guys want to do more than once a year. So you'd like to do $10,000 now and then more times during the year do this again, right?
Yes, sir. So the goal is to meet four times a year. Our dates are the second Monday of February, May, August, and November. Of course, we missed February, but we'll definitely meet in August, November of this year as well.
That's Camille Pierce with ULM, Puneet Sharma from St. Francis Medical Center, and the group, a brand new group, 100 Who Care NELA, 100 people with $100, and I think those folks can make a difference. Guys, thanks for being with us today, and Puneet, once again, tell folks the website so they can find out more about the 100 Who Care NELA.
It's 100whocarenela.com.
All right, 100whocarenela.com. 100 people with $100, you can make a difference, and they'll be together Monday night, May the 14th, at 5:30 p.m. at the Flying Tiger Brewery right there in downtown Monroe.